Divas.
Radio Divas.
Yeah.
Ryan or Die. Charles Billinger, what up?
King Rock, man.
J Chronicles. Nah.
We got Ms. Mika in the mix.
Yeah.
Erica Arthur's been the hit. Quita V up on the line.
What?
Heavy Sunday nights of time.
Night.
All sophistication, black and magic making, then they reppin' grind to die. First day of the week, from 7 to 9, is the Divas time to shine. From the first record that's on.
What?
My Divas do it, how you rockin' to it? Come and join my ladies in the zone.
What?
Hear them voices, then you gone.
What?
Need undivided attention. Everything from politics to cosmetology, you can come and hear the mention. This is gon' talk at its best. Here go that number so you can connect. 323-693-3043. 323-693-3043. 323-693-3043. 323-693-3043. Radio
Divas. Yeah.
Radio Divas.
Yeah.
Radio Divas.
Yeah.
Radio Divas.
Yeah.
Radio Divas.
Yeah.
Radio Divas.
Yeah.
Radio Divas.
Yeah.
Radio Divas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Run or Die.
Radio Divas. The ride.
You take my love.
Radio Diva.
Bye. everybody. This is your boy, Jit Chronicles, and I am sitting with some beautiful ladies on this Sunday evening, the ladies of Radio Divas. You know, we got Lady E in the building, as I like to call her, the love doctor.
Yes.
Miss Erica Arthur.
Say it again.
How you doing tonight?
What a do, good brother. Say it again. You got who's sitting with you now? The what?
The lovely ladies of Radio Divas.
Yes, sir.
That's what's up. We got your girl checking in all the way, Texas, Miss Quita V. How you doing tonight, darling?
Good evening.
Good.
How are you?
Welcome
back. Last week.
The love doctor. I know I missed everybody.
Missed you too, baby girl. Glad you're feeling better.
Yes, I'm feeling great on this Sunday evening with this bipolar weather. And right now, I am currently in Arkansas, where the weather was beautiful and warm all week until Saturday, and the wind was so disrespectful and dropped to 33.
Now, I ain't dropped that low down here, sis, but we got some bipolar going on in Florida, too. You know, that's why a lot
Man, it was it's being rude. I'm telling you, I'm getting the attitude behind it.
that's definitely what's up. And we got your girl, the queen of Ground Hard Radio, Miss Chief, and she will be filling in for Miss Mika tonight. How you doing, Miss Chief?
What? Hi, how are you?
Salute
to Mika, Erica Arthur, Queen of Beast, Lou Divas. Thanks for having me on your episode 63. I'm Miss Chief from the Beat Shop, San Diego, California, Radio Divas. Let's get it.
That's good. And I love it. I love the energy. Love that good energy. All right, ladies, how was your week or weekend? Let's start off with Miss Erica. What you do this week, sis?
It's been so busy. I've been all over the place, multitasking, trying to make my husband blushed and trying to make sure my kids are balanced and trying to make sure that I'm holding it down in the meantime. And, been hectic, but in a good way. I feel good. I'm in a good space. We want to stay that way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's called testifying and serving notice.
Quita V, how was your week? Hopefully you was resting. Get you some good rest.
Definitely resting. I'm amongst family. I'm in the process of trying to relocate and get adjusted, so I've been kind of taking a little personal hiatus, if you will. But it's been a pretty good week. I'm still here to talk about it, so I'm blessed. Love
Amen
it.
To that. Amen to that. That's right. That's right. All right, we're going to throw it to the busy bee. She be working on everything. Miss Chief, how was your week?
Oh, busy, but I love it. I got a new client, Pure Platinum, so I've been working with them. I got a couple of different projects for some artists. Shout out to Ill Minded, Black Friends, and Hitball. So I've been pretty busy, you know, and I'm loving it.
That's right. As long as you love it, that's what I'm saying. All right, so it's Radio Divas, folks out there. If y'all want to hit the ladies up and join in on some of these hot topics that they got tonight, you can definitely hit them up by pressing 1. Once you dial 323-693-3043, do not forget to press 1. That way we know to cue you in. So right now I'm going to turn it over to Ms. Erica Arthur so she can jump into the first topic of the night.
First topic is a major topic, and thank you so much, good brother. This today, February 26th, marks the 5th anniversary of the unfortunate, tragic, pivotal death and loss of Trayvon Martin, who at the time was only 17 years old. We first of all just want to pay honor and respect to his memory, to his parents, to everyone affected, his classmates. There's a whole lot of people connected to Baby Boy. For us, he became someone we thought about, someone that he reminded us of. But to them, that's their Trayvon. And so we just want to pause and pay respect and honor to them. Also, in addition to that, the response to his murderer being acquitted sparked the Black Lives Matter movement. Must pay respect to all of those who are on the front lines, not just talking about it, not just tweeting about it, but sitting in high places having major dialogue about the situation. And so they created that hashtag of friends sitting at dinner, from what I understand. And literally it moved from hashtag to moment. The moment gained momentum, and the momentum became a movement. So we do want to just stop and pause and recognize those who are actually meeting in high places.
Absolutely.
We also want to talk about the fact that we have sons, what that looks like, raising African-American princes to be kings in this day, in this age, in this hour. Also being mindful of the fact that, unfortunately, we all had a moment with hoodies 5 years ago that transitioned into what we thought was hopefully just that was it. But there have been so many names that have followed after that.
Yes.
We can all call them out. And the names continue to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Continue to come in. And so tonight we just wanted to pause and just to really have some real good meaty conversations about what that's like and how that's affecting us and why we're still having this conversation 5 years later. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And I would just say this real quick, too, not to interrupt nobody. You know, before the show started, me and Ms. Chief was having a conversation about it, and it's like it's been 5 years. You know, I mean, that went by quick. To me, it seemed like it was just yesterday.
That's yesterday,
and,
I
looked on social media, so I'm not going to sit here and lie to y'all. You know, I didn't know it was the anniversary until I saw it from BET. But the funniest thing is I'm happening to be wearing a hoodie today, and I didn't do that on purpose. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to say rest in peace to Trayvon Martin. Very sad situation.
Yeah.
Definitely.
What are we talking about in terms of sons, ladies, and my gent? Let's have that dialogue. I have a 13-year-old. What else are we working with in the building?
I have 21-year-olds. They're twin boys. They wear
wow.
hoodies, you know, and I'm fearful for them all the time. You know, this Trayvon Martin sparked a reevaluation of the profile laws and some things, you know, but remember that saying, this will not be televised? They should revamp that and say this will be televised because people have cameras and phones and you cannot hide from the truth anymore, you know. So
absolutely,
you know, a sad tragedy, but you know, we're getting closer to something that's gonna brew over.
Definitely.
And it hits close to home too, because I have a 19-year-old son. He'll be actually 20 in July, and you know, it's hard to be a young black man in America today, I believe, more than ever. Now, you know, I've only been on this earth for 34 years, you know, so I can't count for all that other stuff, before me, but it's very hard to be a black man. Young black man, very hard.
Yeah.
Very. I have a 12-year-old who will be 13 in May, so it's terrifying. It's terrifying, especially as a single mother, when you don't have a lot of positive influences to direct your son towards, you know, when you might have a lot of good people out there, but at the same time, they might not choose the best path, but you try to teach your children the best way you know how, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And
it's
that's
really
all you can
sad
do.
Because that's all you can do, but it's terrifying. It's like once I became a mother, I became terrified of everything and everyone.
Yeah.
For good reason, but a lot of people don't understand that, because a lot of people, they choose to remain blind and ignorant to a lot of things. It's like, oh, as long as it's not happening in their neighborhood, they're not affected. And then when things happen to someone they know or in their neighborhood, oh my goodness, it's an outrage. But it's nothing new, so why get upset about it? Why get outraged
open.
Now?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I, first of all, I just want to thank you all for sharing your the ages and your stories regarding your sons. I think a lot of times when we are listening to anyone on the air, we kind of forget that there are families behind them.
Mm-hmm.
And we also kind of tend to forget to, if we're honest, think of each other in a positive way or pray for each other until
right.
stuff mm-hmm. jumps off.
The human side.
So, exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. And so mm-hmm. one of the things that I did a couple of years ago, and I had shared this already with Jid and Ms. Mika, salute first of all to my mama, Ms. Mika, in her absence. But one of the things that we had, yes, salute. One of the things that we had talked about was a piece that I wrote on AuthenticitySpeaks.com, and it talked about what it felt like to raise a young black man in America. And although I wrote it 2 years ago, I'm going to be honest, it was just me talking to my blog audience of a couple of hundred, and I really wasn't thinking that this was a conversation we're going to continue to have. But one of the things... One of the things that it said is that 11 years and a half now in this thing, there are times when I reach for your hand, you recoil and find it embarrassing. My infant's now a young man. I hold tears back, the mother's universal language that expresses everything. And then we went on to talk about, I wail at the wall for you, my son, when on the news I hear their names called. I stand still. Tamir, Mike, Eric, Trayvon, Twanza, Pastor Daniel, Pastor Clementa, and growing up, Grandma spoke of Emmett Till. Mm-hmm. So in between that time, between Emmett Till, who we found out... Just recently, there was a dialogue about the person who accused them admitted to lying about that. That's so weak. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. There's a lot. It's a lot to tackle tonight. But nonetheless, fast forward between that and this day and age, and in between that, we have a lot of women who are saying, is my son next? When is my husband going to be a hashtag? Is my boyfriend going to come back? Is he going to come back from the store? You just going to run to get gas? You ask your cousin. Y'all going just up the street? Yeah, real dialogue. Have you found that you govern yourself differently in the last 5 years? What are you doing about that? What are your cousins and nephews saying? Talk to me. Give it to me first.
Well, I would definitely say, sis, being mindful of your surroundings with stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
You got, you know, just keep it real. You got police shooting up black folks all the time. You know, folks are in fear, you know, whether we want to admit it or not, you know, but, I'm definitely trying to get off the streets. I don't want to be on the street. I tell my son the same thing. 10 o'clock, you don't need to be on those streets if you ain't at somebody's job. You need to be at the house, you know. So, in hell, the streets wasn't safe when I was coming up, and it's just worse now. I would say, sis, I do find myself, put myself on a schedule, making sure I'm where I need to be momentarily, you know, home. I got to just say that, you know, I stay in if I'm not out working. You know, I do go out and have a good time. I'm not telling folks, no, don't go party and do this and do that, but be mindful of your surroundings. Know who you're around.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the biggest thing I can say.
Salute. So, ladies, what are you telling your nephews, your little cousins, sons?
My dialogue has definitely changed since my sons turned 21. You know, they're a little older, but I'm still mama. So I'm still, you know, they've moved out. So I'm still texting. I'm calling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I speak to them on a regular. I'm like, if you see trouble, go the other way. It's almost like training them for something that you hope don't happen, but you still have to train them to, you know, because they go to college, they work. But I still I'm still worried, you know? So my dialogue and my nerves have definitely gotten stressed the last 5 years.
Do we have any callers on the line yet? They want to chime in if they do.
We do got callers on the line, but they're not pressing one. So y'all know y'all can press one if you want to be queued in.
If we have anybody who is new joining us for the first time, anyone who is new joining us for the first time here on Radio Divas, Grind Hard Radio, in order to connect with us, we got to press that number one. Is that right, Chit?
Absolutely.
That's
We want to hear from you if you want to chime in. Let's fast forward to another issue in the meantime and to our callers holler at us. One of the other things that stood out is that there's a few things that I noticed that the parents are they're talking about running for office. Trayvon's parents. There's been some reports of them kind of considering that. Has anyone else heard that? I've read a few articles.
No, but that's a good idea. That's
yeah.
That's a good idea.
And I heard the sister-in-law is an attorney, and she's the one that actually kicked off everything for the movement. So it sounds like they have a good background. So that might be a good, that might be good. Someone that, you know,
active.
Personal.
Yeah,
you know, they can
so
relate.
They be at these different events. Yeah, they be at these different events. They and they are not giving up on their son. You know, so I think that's a perfect idea. If that's something that they plan on doing.
Yeah, from what I understand, that there's something that they are considering. One of the things I think is really important to point out, though, is that there are people who don't know what to do, so they don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's imperative that we begin to celebrate each person in their sphere of influence, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it's making cards for the neighbor up the street, if you're good at baking cakes, if you can sing, if you can write, if you just want to do a follow-up call, maybe you know how to run ball, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have to teach our children and our people that their sphere of influence is the sphere of influence that they've been entrusted with. So you may feel like, nah, I don't know what to do, or I'm really not about marching, or I'm a little scared to go outside, or I'm shy to talk about it. How else can we challenge people but yet encourage them to be involved? Give me your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Give me your thoughts.
Well, I'm from Beach Shop. We're doing, I started like community different little recreation things like Kickball Sunday, you know, and
that's to get
in touch with, you know, we do soccer and we're going to be doing bowling and next basketball, but all these things are to get back to, you know, that nostalgia of being a kid and then also being able to relate with the kids that come there and, you know, get them to do something other than being out on the street or, you know, doing the things that they shouldn't be doing.
That's awesome. Oh, my goodness. It makes you want to be a kid again. I want
we
to
have so
that.
Much fun. Oh, my God. Oh, you know what? We're going to do double dutch, too. And we have so much fun. The kick game, girl, I was so sore the next day.
Double dutch.
But I had so much fun.
I'm coming.
I missed it. Word, I missed that.
Yeah.
I got to hold stuff in a little bit differently if I jump now, but I promise you.
I got it. I'm telling you, I thought I did, and I did. We're gonna do dodgeball, all that. You remember freeze tag, all of that stuff. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
That's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing. To kids, they're exposed to so much. Hey, we've grown, still trying to figure it out. Hello.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. I do want to make sure that we also shout out some of the, while we wrap up this segment, unless our callers want to chime in, and much respect to them again for joining us. I noticed that there were some ways that people were remembering Trayvon. There's actually a hashtag, remembering Trayvon, to show gratitude to his family. Some people are sharing messages of support by using the hashtag Dear Trayvon's Mom. That, like, just automatically went to my heart. And then also there's a Trayvon Martin Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So follow Black Lives Matter, get information, do some research so that we don't just talk about helping them and then we huddle in one, you know, corner of the room, but that we encourage each other that your voice matters, your voice matters, your voice matters. How can we get it done? It may be $5. It may be $5,000. Maybe I don't know. We could be here talking and listening, and millionaires could be on the line. I sleep on no one.
No, sis, you're absolutely right. You kind of took the words out of my mouth because simple support goes a long way. Social media, social media reaches masses. You know, so you're on your phone anyway, on Instagram and Twitter. How about doing something productive with it? You know, simple support goes a long way. You know, you might not want to get out there and march. You might not want to, you know, but simple support goes a very long way. So
As long as you that's really, really true.
Very well said.
Excellent. I'm good. I digress.
Absolutely. And ladies, we do have a call on the line as well, too. We're going to take it to the phone lines, and it's actually no need for me to call out this number because we got Miss Dawn Dutchess in the building.
Hey.
Hi, Miss Dawn Dutchess.
Checking in. What's happening, Radio Divas? Dawn Dutchess checking in from the country.
Yeah,
I'm really, really enjoying this topic tonight because I feel like the first step to making any kind of change is, you know, coming to the conclusion that there is one first and then communicate about it. I think, you know, especially in the hip-hop community or the black community, wherever y'all want to put it in, we sometimes like to blame. We got comfortable blaming other people. Like, it's 2017 and this stuff's still going on. There's a lot of people still blaming the system, blaming the man and things like that. But we to a point now where we realize the government don't care about us. We got to start within our
be accountable.
Community. And especially, you know, it takes a village to raise a child. You know, I got a lot of little cousins. I don't have any kids myself. So, you know, salute to all the parents that is searching for solutions. But one thing I did notice is, like, a lot of parents now, they're getting younger and younger. So they don't really want to take responsibility for their children's actions either, which can be an issue. So, I mean, like I said, I guess communication would just be the first step. Like, find a way to you know, communicate.
Amen to that.
Yeah, so they can come to you and tell you anything.
Got to communicate.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, I don't think hope is lost. It's just going to take some patience, definitely.
Yeah.
That's awesome, Dawn. I'm so glad to hear your voice. I miss your face. I'm glad to see you on Instagram and hear your voice. You always show nothing but support. I have a question for you and others on the line as well. A lot of times you don't realize that all of our people are not in one section. We're all over the world, right? All over the United States. And so I'm in a multicultural setting. I go to a multicultural church. I love my pastor who does not look like me from the bottom of my heart. And one of the things that it's important to talk about is all of us don't have the same story, but what are you doing when you're in multicultural settings and you're having these feelings? Has anybody experienced that?
Well, once again, communication, like explaining your story or your background and allowing people to see your perspective without trying to, you know, force
own side.
Some people might not understand, you know.
Yeah.
We just got to find a way to communicate to those people that, hey, there is black, there is white, and this is the difference. This is what's been going on. Do y'all not see it? You know, just got to talk through it. I mean, it can be kind of uncomfortable at times for people who may feel like, you know, oh, it's not fair or they're not experiencing it. They might not know what's going on. So it might be uncomfortable for people to discuss, probably.
Yeah.
I think that's an honest point.
Absolutely.
I'm from a military town. Yeah, I'm from a military town, San Diego, California. No one's really from here. So I've been fortunate to be blessed to be around diversity. So even the people that are not African-American, they still feel the pain and they support. So, you know, I've been blessed on that part. I haven't had too much of racism because no one's really from here, you know. And so it's a big melting pot here. So I would say that, you know, with what's going on as far as, like, the racial profiling here, Hispanics are getting it. The Asians are getting it. You know, the white guys are getting it, too. You know, so, I mean, I want to take the color out of it and let's just address about, you know, crooked police, crooked politics, you know, and because it goes way far past, you know, color, you know, and we've been so long trying to stop people from thinking about color and civil rights, but we keep adding it to the color. It should just be about human rights, civil rights for everyone.
Right,
strong.
That is true. Because you know the poor white people get treated just as bad sometimes.
Yeah,
you comes down to male and female discrimination as well. So it is like coming to, you know, a humanity situation. So that's that's true.
Well, hey, you know, platforms like y'all, as long as we keep talking about it, keep sharing the word, don't quit, you know, keep, you know, putting it out there, keep putting the message out there, you know, we're going to change something eventually. Maybe not now, but eventually. So salute to Grindhard and Radio Divas, because, you know, the major platforms that have these huge budgets, they're not even doing anything about it. They're out here promoting clubs and beefs and alcohol and drugs. So, you know, salute to the underground, for real. Let's all support each other and, you know, keep the word moving straight up.
And I just want to add this in real quick, too. Shout outs to BET, because, I mean, from what I see, if it's some other networks, y'all please feel free to point me to the right direction, who doing it, because we definitely want to give folks their credit. But shout outs to BET for being consistent with the whole Trayvon Martin thing, you know. So I mean, that's a very big, powerful network, so we want to see more of that.
Definitely support the network too. You know, watch those things too, as much as we watching these reality shows and stuff.
Exactly.
Oh, I don't watch that stuff.
You can watch Love and Hip Hop. You can support as well.
I do not watch that. No. None of it.
I do from time to time. I ain't gonna lie. I watch it from time to time, but I support. You know, so.
You gotta be a battle too. Thank you so much for calling in.
I hate to side track or whatever, but Don Dutchess, I am a fan, so I gotta get it out there. I'm sorry, my bad. I'm having a moment.
Hey, it's all good.
I appreciate everything you just said. I heard every single thing you just said. I appreciate you. I definitely respect you. I look forward to, you know, hearing you more. Every time you speak, just understand that you definitely have somebody listening. Definitely.
Hey, and that's what's up.
Sweet.
I love hearing stuff
that
like that.
Sweet. That's real.
Keep me going. Most definitely.
Yeah, that helps.
Hey,
your support.
Yeah, and y'all definitely be on the lookout for the new music. I'm working hard on, you know, bringing a different sound, because I was raised in the military background as well. You know, I spent 19 years of my life in Germany. So when I moved to the South, I experienced, like, I felt like I didn't know what was going on, because the way I was treated in Germany for being, you know, black, I came over here and kind of was getting harassed by police differently just because of the way I dress and the people I hang out with. So, you know, be on the lookout for that new music. I'm about to keep it real, get back to the real hip-hop, and I'm going to try to share my story and do my thing. So y'all stay tuned. DonDutchess.com.
That's what's up, son.
Much love,
Donna.
Absolutely.
That was deep. Join the show, ladies. Definitely enjoying it.
She's the bomb. She's just so awesome.
Yeah, we love Don.
So awesome.
Yeah.
Love Don Dutchess.
Salute.
So, Miss Erica, does that conclude your segment, darling?
It most certainly does. I'm so grateful for everybody tuning in and participating and calling. Necessary dialogue, vital dialogue. I love you guys and I appreciate you.
Absolutely. And much love to you too, darling. And folks, if y'all want to hit us up, 323-693-3043 be the number. All you have to do is press 1 to join the Radio Divas. Get your voice heard. Ladies, we're going to take a quick intermission. I'm going to throw it to the next track. And it's your girl, Fantasia, with Free Yourself. Radio Divas, let's ride.
You don't love me no more, baby.
Radio Divas. The Ride. It's Radio Divas, and I'm live in the building with the lovely ladies, Erica Arthur, Miss Quita V, and Miss Chief. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want to join the conversation or join some of the hot topics that the ladies are talking about tonight, you can hit us up 323-693-3043, and all you got to do is press 1 to stream live. Quita V, you got any hot topics for the ladies tonight?
Hot topics for tonight, definitely.
What's on your mind?
Oh, right. Well, I was just browsing through on Facebook today. It's been a little while, so I was trying to catch up on what a lot of people were talking about, and I want to talk about self-love. And I'm pretty confident that Miss Erica might want to jump in and say a couple of things because she's like the love doctor. I'm just going to throw a couple of things out there and see if I'm in the right neighborhood.
Absolutely.
But I'm thinking it's just, I deal with a lot of people day in and day out. We all have dealt with a lot of people in our lives, and for one reason or another, and it's just one thing that bothers me most about people is just maybe sometimes I can be a little too optimistic, and I'm sure you can relate to me on some sort of level. You ever met someone and you just see all the potential they have in the world, just, oh my goodness, they can shoot dynamite and make them into universes, but they choose not to for whatever reason. And it's just, I've noticed a lot of people, they focus on so many other things but themselves, and the way a lot of people have made it to be in society, it's a bad thing when you do focus on yourself. They call it selfish. But I think the way that people are doing it nowadays is just like, you know, they have selfish and self-love a little misconstrued, if you will. You know what I mean? Like, I love myself enough to know what I want to be around, what I want to deal with, tolerate, whatever the case may be. So it really doesn't take much for me to eliminate myself from certain situations that a lot of people are willing to stick in and stay through because they love someone so much more than they love themselves. But it's just like, you know, if you really did love me, then you wouldn't really want me to do that. You know what I'm saying? Because the people that I love, I never want them to sacrifice anything about themselves just to be there for me. You know what I mean? The people that I love, I want to be able to trust the fact that they'll be able to go and do whatever they need to do, and they hope that I'll be able to catch up or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I want to see people do good. I don't want to see people do good just to make me feel good or just to make me do good, you know, because at the end of the day, that's not love. I know with myself, I'm always trying to move forward. I'm always trying to grow. That's how I was raised to be. I was raised around a lot of different types of people in a lot of different scenarios, not because that's where I wanted to be, but that's just where my life put me. That's just how it rolls, just like with all of us. You know, we don't choose the neighborhoods that we grow up in. We don't choose the family members that we have. We don't choose any of this. It's just, is given to us, just like we didn't choose our DNA, but this is us. Nobody can be me, just like nobody can be you. And we tend to forget that a lot through our day-to-day trials because life can kind of filter things, especially the way society is set up for Black men and Black women out here. And that's a big issue that concerns me as a mother. When I talk to my children, because how can I look my child in the eye and tell them, okay, well, you can do this, do this, do this, but you can't do it this way. You can only do it this way, this and this, but you're free. No, you're not. You know what I mean? Let's stop playing right now. It's a lot of people just, I think right now we're just, and it's like what you were saying earlier, someone was saying how I guess the truth is kind of uncomfortable when you're communicating with people. Sometimes when you're peeling layers back, it does get kind of uncomfortable. And I think that is the problem with a lot of communication amongst Black people now, because we've been trained in so many ways to kind of not communicate with each other. It's just, it's really hard to just have a regular conversation these days.
Yeah,
because we come from a lot of different... Exactly.
They don't know how to speak to people. You know?
Exactly. And it's just like, just the simple, we need to go back to the basics. That's what people need to remember. Like, sometimes just self-accountability, self-love, that's all you need to just figure that part out and then take everything else in. But don't let life filter you like it's doing right now. Because life, I mean, hey, my life comes in each flat tire rainy day. I'm about to have a stroke.
Yeah.
But at the same time, that doesn't mean the whole world has been affected. That just means it's a flat tire and it's a rainy day. Next, you know, and sometimes we can get a little overwhelmed, and sometimes it makes us forget that other people are going through things as well, so it makes us lose the consideration and things like that. So it's just right now it's not enough outlets out here for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that might be another problem. That's why I do stick to my music. A lot of the younger generation, they really don't have a lot of music because they don't really look at the communities realistically out there. You know, you have to think about where. It might be decent in certain areas, but some places, like where I'm at right now, there is nowhere for young people to go. There is nowhere. Nowhere. Good luck. You know, and God forbid you try to walk down the street to the dollar store, you're going to get locked up, buddy. Like, that's a lot of people's reality out there, out here. And it's just like when you don't have an outlet, you're going to have a lot of hateful things, but it's not intended to be hateful. It's just a lot of people just don't know how to control themselves. They don't know how to control. They don't even know themselves. And nobody's even trying to teach anybody how to learn themselves. I'm still trying to learn myself every day. That's why I cling to Miss Chief. I mean, I stalked her from day one. You can ask her. Because
you know
I
what,
saw
you
something
know what,
in her that I appreciated. I saw something in her that I felt like I needed as a woman. You know, when it came to the love doctor, just the same with her. It's a lot of women out there that I reach to because it's something in them. Okay, hey, they're on the right track. Let me go with you. I don't want to go with Kiki down the street. But you have a lot of times misery loves company, and it's really manipulative. So that's
you know
kind of something I want to start focusing on with people.
Since I stay prayed up, and that's what helps me the most, and what I'm praying for is the discernment on what is what, and help me through my decisions. As a businesswoman, I really don't got time for the extraness, so I'm quick to cut somebody off. You know, I'm very quick to cut somebody, but I don't cut you off nasty, I just cut you off, you know, and that's nothing wrong with that. You're not going to mesh with every person. You're not going to mesh with this person and this person. Women, as in general, we have issues. And our issue is that we don't like our bodies. We don't like this. Some of us, I'm going to say that. You know, they constantly change. They get butt jobs. They doing this. They looking at this girl. Why they talk to her like this and not talking to me like they? Everyone's focused on something else and they're not focused on themselves. Self-love, per se. You know, and me per se, what I do is, and this goes for guys too, I treat them all the same. If you can't come to me how you would come to your auntie or your best friend, if you're nice, or maybe you treat your best friend mean, I don't know. But, you know, if you can't come at me like that, then there's no need for us. I don't got time to train grown ups. You should already know how to treat people.
And ladies, you know, I don't say too much on the show. I just want to kind of rewind back on the self-love thing, and it's just how I feel as a man. I mean, I think self-love is the best love, because if you don't have love for yourself, how you putting on love with somebody else?
Exactly.
You don't let anybody
want
you
to love me.
Yeah. That's nothing to feel selfish about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
so
right.
I just wanted to throw that out there. Yeah, but y'all ladies making some valid points. I'm going to get out y'all business.
I am late
definitely
to the party, Quita. I'm late to you. That's an amazing topic. I'm a late bloomer. I'm still learning different facets of self love. I fall in the category of seeing self care as selfish and self-absorbed, because of how I came up was a young widowed mother who never remarried, and you know, holding it down for us in Brooklyn, working full time. She was in college full time with a 4.0. You know, we were in the hood, and like that's all I know was sacrifice, sacrifice, sacrifice. So for me, I grew up seeing self-sacrifice
And that whole ride or die thing, I was the, look, we were both riding. I was the only one dying. So
yeah. I can relate to you.
So I'll tell you. Yeah. You know, this whole I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar, it comes in bits and pieces for me, you know. I just literally started posting more pictures and trying to smile a little bit. And, you know, for some who don't know my story, who don't know anything about me, they may view that as one way. I dare not speak for the masses. But for me, it's like I've been through so much hell to be able to, like, try to peek my head out side of the turtle shell. It's major. It bits and pieces.
Oh,
and
man.
So,
and you're so beautiful.
Different. No, girl, I'm photogenic. There's a difference. Okay.
I love you.
Oh, my God. But, you know, I can't be like, dear, I have in my head that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. And I don't know about you, sometimes it's a lot easier to encourage other people than to encourage yourself.
Yeah.
So yeah. I am transitioning little bit by little bit to say it's okay to say I'm having a good day, I'm in a good space, and the house is not going to fall apart. But that's new for me. That's new.
Me too.
I just seen this video. And this lady was telling everyone, don't be afraid to celebrate, you know, your own accomplishments. Don't let people make you feel bad about your own accomplishments. It took me a long time to get there too, you know. But I'm more aggressive with it. Like, you know, I'm gonna be happy and I'm gonna celebrate. You know, because you know we don't know what we're gonna be taking off this earth. So we'll celebrate now. Love. You know, show yourself. The Bible says, show yourself friendly. You know, and that's and then from there you take it on. Now, if they don't receive that, then you move on to the next person. And then, and every line, and everything is everything you do, there's a line, and it's predestined. If you take the right course, just depends on you.
And see, that's the message that we need to hear as women. We need to hear that more, because it's a lot of us out there that we don't feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And sad that when you go so long without feeling that way, and then for the first time you really do start to open your eyes and see, like, oh my goodness. You know what I mean? Like, you know, are there any other women out there like that? And that's why I do look to you, Miss Chief, you know, because you are that type of woman. And there's a lot of women that wish they weren't like that, but at the same time, life just wasn't like that at a time in their mind. You know what I mean? So I definitely appreciate your messages, and I do hope to hear a lot more of that. I love your aggressiveness, because, honey, I'm riding with you. I'm right behind you.
I was a Black Panther in another life or something. I think I was.
I definitely, to this date, one of my favorite interviews on Radio Divas last season was with Miss Chief, hands down. And some interviews, and Jill will tell you, you guys know, just you know, sis, as a queen, that some just stick with you. Some just stick with you. You guys stuck with me.
Bless
salute.
You. Bless you.
Yeah.
Salute. Much salute. Yeah, we gotta help each other. That's all we can do. And then, you know, but you know, they just like that Remy Ma jit. That Remy Ma and that Nicki Minaj stuff. That's terrible. That's a terrible look for women to pit each other against.
It's not a good look.
No, it's not a good look to pit women against each other. It's a lane for everybody.
It's already hard out here.
Yeah, it's already hard, but you know how it goes. They think in Africa it's many of queens. How come it can't be more than one queen?
Yes,
exactly.
Ma'am.
I can't wait for Groundhog Radio Tuesday, because we would definitely be discussing that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ladies, we're going to take it to the phone lines real quick. 858 is your area code. Your last four digits is 7118. You are live with the Radio Divas. Who we got?
This is Ivy.
Hi, Ivy.
Hey, how you doing,
Ivy Marie?
I was just listening. Self-love. I just have a totally different philosophy when it comes with for women. So, you know, Miss Chief is my sister. She knows. Women are real competitive and like catty sometimes and real petty, and we're like that towards each other, and I try to build relationships and I don't know. And it's not that I lack the self-love so much. I just think that I'm trying to understand why we're so petty towards each other. Like, I don't understand that at all.
I think from childhood. I think if your daddy don't tell you that you're beautiful and that you're smart, my daddy brought me roses, flowers, took me to dinner. Even after my mother and father got divorced when I was 12, he still did all that, you know, and I just accept nothing less.
Yeah. See, that's great, but I didn't have mommy or daddy around to do that, you know, so it's a lot of children out there that grow, a lot of girls that grow into women that don't have that around them. So where are they going to learn that from? They're going to learn from bad experiences, or they're going to learn.
And that's unfortunate, you know, because us together, we could be strong.
I know, because I think as women, we're supposed to be gatekeepers, you know, so we're supposed to build bonds too, because we're the ones that are supposed to be gatekeepers to our kids, our communities, our everything. We're the ones that are supposed to be praying and standing in line praying for our families, our communities, our kids, our husbands, our significant others, but we're fighting each other. You know what I mean? We should be standing up each other. It was supposed to be the tribe, the village, and we're like so selfish. It's just my household, my kids, my man,
and we're feeling so jealous. I hear you, Izzy. I'm so glad. First of all, this is E, Erica Arthur. I'm so glad to meet you and to speak with you. I understand what you're saying. My response to that would be some things are taught, some things are caught. A lot of
say that again.
Some things are taught, some things are caught. So what we teach in our backyard and what's happening behind our closed doors, other people are doing the same or they are not. So when we all come together in the common places, being on the block, be it at the gym, the bus stop, in traffic, the bathroom at work, what you're coming up against is whatever their ideologies are, their belief systems, their upbringing or lack thereof. And so, you know, I definitely agree with you. I do believe that that's out there. I would be lying to you, though, if I said that's my experience, only because I just genuinely, I think, well, can't remember, one of my sisters just said, I think it was Miss Chica, said, I'll cut you off. I might have cut you some time ago. That's a different show. But, and so you find yourself pruning as you grow, as you mature, as you evolve, you find yourself pruning. And I heard a quote that someone said that as I got older, my circle got smaller, but it increased in quality.
Right.
Yeah.
I wish I knew who said that, but it's a powerful point. So I hear what you're saying. You know, we have to understand when we're interacting with other people, we're interacting with whatever they interact with or have not. And not everybody is in the mood to teach grown folk. But I feel you. From what I understand, yes, that's a real issue. I hear you loud on that.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
It is for me to cut it.
Yeah. Here in San Diego, they have a I forgot what date it is, but we're having a women's march down at the college. So I got the invite. I'm trying to get me and my girls to all meet up. You know, we go to this women's march.
That sounds nice.
Dope.
Yeah,
it's gonna be dope. Yeah.
Well,
Love it. Man.
Proud of you. Proud of you, Ivy. Proud of you, sis. Salute.
Yeah, and I want to salute Miss Ivy Marie as well, too, because she is joining a new show on the Ground Hard Radio Network called Time to Build. So we want to welcome Miss Ivy Marie to the Ground Hard Radio family.
That's what I'm talking about. Daddy bringing home that baby.
I'm bringing all of them, sis.
Good.
Ms. Ivy, is there anything else you want to throw out there, darling?
No, that's it right now. Just happy to be a part of the team. But yeah, so I'm liking this show. This is the first time I'm listening to it, so I like it.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for joining in. And welcome to the Grind Hard family.
Every Sunday. Thank you.
Much love, darling.
So. All right. Peace out.
Bye, sis.
All right, Ms. Chief, did you have a last-minute topic you want to throw in there for the ladies?
I didn't have any topic. I'm just enjoying the topics that you guys have. It's not very, complicated, what we're saying, but it's hard to do for some people. Mm-hmm. And I'm just enjoying both topics. I enjoyed myself on your season 63. I'm thanking you guys for including me. And I just enjoyed myself. I finally got to speak with the ladies.
So glad to
hear.
Well, y'all guys, make sure y'all keep it locked to Radio Divas. If y'all want to hit us up, 323-693-3043 be the number. Press 1. We're going to take another quick intermission. We're going to come back. The lady's going to wrap up. So make sure you keep it locked to Radio Divas. The next track up is your girl, Desi DeLuro, with Cheetah 2.0. Only on Radio Divas. Let's get it.
You play me, kick. welcome to the Moulin Rouge.
Where's all my soul, sisters? Let me hear your flow, sisters.
Hey, sister, go.
Radio Divas. All right. It's Radio Divas, and if you want to know more about the Divas, you can go to groundhardradio.com, and you can also stream old episodes or past seasons of Radio Divas on our 24/7 station, Ground Hard Radio, and Tape Sauce. That's tapesauce.com. Ladies, this has been an incredible show tonight. Loved all the topics. Hopefully, we reach some folks tonight. You know what I'm saying? And if not, we're going to keep talking about it again, you know, until we do reach somebody. So, We're going to write it on down, ladies. I do want to shout out Miss Mika. We miss you. We hope you get well soon. Definitely got to shout out Miss Chief. You did an amazing job tonight as guest co-host. So get you some shout outs out there, sis. We appreciate
it. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank
so glad you're
coming.
Here.
Yeah.
And you can get your plugs out there, too, Miss Chief. Let them know where they can follow you at and all that good stuff.
Okay, I got one spot that you guys can hit me at. It's www.artistcard.com. And that's / Miss Chief, MCCHIEF. Looking for me on Facebook, Twitter. I'm always Miss Chief Beach Shop. SoundCloud. I'm everywhere. So hit me up. Holla at your girl.
You can definitely check her out every Tuesday and Thursday night right here on Grand Hard Radio.
Grind
or die. Get your shout outs out there, darling. Grind or die always. Miss Quita V is on you. You can get your shout outs and your plugs out there, darling. Let them know how you do.
Definitely, definitely. I'd like to give an ultimate shout out to Grind Hard Radio's own resident host on Tuesdays and Thursdays, DJ Sergeant Rock with Workshop Productions from the Biloxi, Mississippi Gulf Coast. Shout out to Trap Society out there in Mobile, Alabama, along with Club Levels. They teamed up doing major things. Shout out to Tommy Wright III. He's out there in California right now enjoying the beach life. Play a fly
cold,
everywhere out there. Yes, indeed. Everybody representing the Mid-South, Memphis, Arkansas, Blytheville. What's going on with you? Call in next time, Sunday, 6 p.m. Central. Love y'all. Mean it.
Radio Zola.
That's definitely what's up. All right, Lady E, as the ladies on Radio Divas call her, the love doctor, Miss Erica Arthur. Get your shout outs out there, darling. Your club.
Just don't call me late for lunch and dinner. We be all right. Salute, much respect to my mama, Miss Mika, in her absence forever. My heart is with you, darling. We appreciate you. We do pray that you get better. To my new roadie, my homegirl who's with us here, Quita V, you are holding it down. We're glad that you've returned with us this week. So good to have you back. Miss Chief, I can genuinely say without crossing eyes, fingers, or toes, I am a fan.
I am
so glad that you are with us. So glad. And blessings to your family as well. Absolutely.
Thank you,
and to the captain of this ship, Jit, what you say?
Ha!
My mother's convinced that's your first name. She's like, that's your friend Jit with the last name Chronicles. I'm like, okay, we're going to let that slide.
Yeah. You should elaborate.
If you're interested in inspiration, that's a little bit more on the family-friendly side. You can follow me on Indigo Interlude. That's Indigo Interlude on Instagram or on Twitter. If you want to talk after 10 p.m., you can meet me on Authenticity Speaks. That's authenticity ending in two E's instead of a Y. Authenticity Speaks on Instagram, and AuthenticitySpeaks.com happens to have both inspiration, non-traditional devotionals, laughter, humor, life talks, and love poetry. Interviews, very, very important interviews on there as well. So come through. Thanks, everybody, hitting me up, tagging me up, showing love. And special shout out to Sade Champagne and her show. Yes. Oh, my goodness. Her new show is just amazing. So if you're missing any, she is just, she teaches us. Doesn't she teach us? Spirit in Our Soul with Sade Champagne is available also on iTunes, just like our podcast. And if you miss it, that's okay. You can meet us on iTunes as well under podcast for Grind Hard Radio, and you'll see all of this amazing content. Thanks for your support. Listeners, we cannot do it without you, because if you're not here, we're just talking to each other. Much love and salute, Radio Divas.
Salute. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, and you can definitely tune in to an all-new episode of Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne tomorrow night right here on the Grind Hard Radio Network. This has been another amazing episode of Radio Divas. We love y'all for listening. Good night, and God bless. We out.
Peace.
Radio Divas.
Nice.
Radio Divas. Right.